These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The drummer will stop. folks, we're talking about this great book that the American Freedom Party is sponsoring, and I want to share with you a funding page. I just tried it out during the break. I made a contribution myself. It worked like a Swiss watch, and it worked like things used to work in South Africa. Before the African National Congress took over the country and turned it into a hell for white people, an area of active genocide, according to Gregory Stanton, the head, the founder of Genocide Watch. So I just made my contribution, and it here's where you can go. Go to rally.org. And rally is RALLY / South Africa Mission. Rally.org / South Africa Mission. And that's all one word, South Africa Mission. And you will then be taken to, it'll say funding for South Africa book. And there's a green button that says contribute. There's a picture of two handsome white South African kids, one of them barefoot, and they are. I'll take it that that picture was taken in one of the horrible places that white people have been driven into. I squatter camp. They're going to have to come up with a new word for these horrible conditions that whites have been driven to in South Africa, Paul, because they're not squatter camps. A squatter camp is something where it almost is it's kind of pejorative about the people that are there. They're squatters. These are not squatters. These are noble white people who, because the black South African government has taken away their jobs, and I won't go into detail how they've done that. They've deprived hundreds of thousands of white people of their jobs. There is no they've driven them down to where they don't have a place to live. They don't have a car. They don't have food or clothes for their own children. It's atrocious. And so what they've done is wherever they can, in an empty lot somewhere, in some cases in trash dumps, actually, the government's forced them to build their sheds on top of trash dumps with open garbage, no utilities, no running water, no schools, no medical care, no food, no stores, no nothing. And the only survival lifeline they have is their fellow whites who, you know, bring them food, you know, share with them as they can. And us. And we need to get into the picture and help them out. Well, the thing that's needed most, even more than the food and the shoes, is the facts. The message has to get out. Nobody's written a good book on this. If you right now go into your library and look for a book on what's going on in South Africa to white people, how are they being treated? What's their situation? Ain't no such book.
No, you're absolutely right, Jamie. And I was, went for the American Freedom Party last year on a fact-finding mission to South Africa. It took me to a number of places, and it's every bit as bad as you say. And I have try to avoid the word squatter camp in the articles I've written, because for exactly that reason, it conjures up bad kids in European countries squatting in houses that where maybe people are away on vacation. They break in and suddenly occupy. That's a different matter. These aren't squatters. These are people who are homeless. These are people who were sometimes living in their cars, if they still have a car. And they are living in homeless camps that are maintained often by private people to help them. And it's largely a result of the whites having been thrown out of their jobs. There's a program now of militant, what Americans would call affirmative action, we call employment equity. What it means is just anti-white discrimination. Any company that does business with the government, and in a country where government is so big, it's pretty hard for anything, you know, much bigger than a local barber shop not to do business with the government. If you do business with the government, you have to be BEE compliant, which means 75% of your workforce minimum must be black. But not only that, your suppliers must be black. I mean, must be BEE compliant. So for instance, you're a publisher. You publish textbooks, and you want to sell your textbooks to boards of education. Okay, you must be BEE compliant. That is, the 75% minimum of your workforce must be black. Doesn't matter whether they're competent or not, they've got to be black. But your suppliers, let's say the people who do the printing for you and the trucking company that trucks the books for you, they have to be BEE compliant. So whites are, especially working class whites, qualified, very qualified, are pushed out of the workforce. And, well, you know, once they exceed their, you know, once they exhaust their savings, they're homeless. And it's terrible. I was talking to a pub owner in outside of Durban, a white guy, and about a year ago, he kept noticing that he thought somebody was sleeping in. They have the washroom at this pub is a kind of outdoors. It's not a privy, but it's say at the back of the building, down a little flight of stairs. He thought somebody was staying there. Anyway, one day he showed up for work early and crawling out of the bathroom. Believe me, it was not much more than enough room for a basin and a stall. We're not talking of the average bathroom in a bar or restaurant. Was a white guy late in his 50s, and he asked him, well, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I have no place else to sleep." He said, I forget how he and his wife lost their home, lost their business. I mean, he's a electrician, couldn't get work. And so I'm forgetting. I think he let his wife sleep in the car, and he had to find somewhere else. The only place he could find was in the, you know, that kind of in a washroom. The guy's 56. You know, that would be tough enough if you're in your, you know, a 19-year-old. So the pub owner got him to one of these homeless camps, and using his talents, got him to do a lot of handiwork to fix the place up. And some months after I left South Africa, I was told they finally found him a job. But imagine, you know, you're in your mid 50s and you become homeless, not because you're lazy, not because you don't have any talent, not because you're a drunk. Because your government militantly discriminates against you. We've only got a taste of it under Obama and under our clown prince, Trudeau, the anti-white discrimination. It's only a taste of what our brothers and sisters in South Africa go through. And so we need a book. We desperately need a book that's, you know, written in a popular style to get these facts out there. And I urge listeners, help out. You know,
we've got, folks, we've got the writers, we've got the material. We just need a little bit of money. The goal on this particular fund page is $5,000, but that's a sort of arbitrary number. We just need a small amount of money, a few thousand dollars. We'll try for more, but we need to get a print-on-demand book. These are not expensive to produce, but the really expensive part is all going to be volunteer. The writers, the research, all of that's going to be volunteer, folks, and there's going to be a lot of that. There already has been a lot of it. This is a great book. The material for the great book is already in hand. This is not a speculative project that might or might not be realized. We just need to raise some money to get it printed. And
it's under the auspices of the American Freedom Party.
Yes.
I think you can, people, you know, it's run by an internationally acclaimed board of directors, people like Professor Kevin McDonald, Dr. Tom Sunick, and of course, William Johnson, attorney in Los Angeles. So these are people you can rely on. This isn't a fly-by-night enterprise. And, of course, yourself, Jamie, and others.
Yeah, someone out there who is, of substantial means, you could create, you could be personally responsible with one $5,000 check or donation in this on this website. You could personally cause a book to be printed and published and distributed worldwide with just a mere $5,000. You could get a copy and put it up on your mantle and point to your kids and say, "Your dad did this. I made this book happen." Or whatever you can do, $1,000, $2,000, those would be, you actually will substantially contribute to making a very needed book happen. We've got, here comes Merle.
Hey. I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things are.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
Someone bright enough to see. And that's what all the patriots listening to this show are. Let me go back to an opening theme of the show. Anytime we get into any kind of a dispute on this show, it's all in the family. We are a family. And what Paul Fromm and I are talking about now in the current topic, which is the plight of our South African kinsmen, folks, they are part of our family. There are 4 million of them. 4 million. In some ways, it can be seen as a small population, but it's not. It's the population of Ireland. Is Ireland a small place, an insignificant spot? If Ireland were destroyed and crushed, would we not care? 4 million of our kinsmen are living in a complete tyranny in South Africa. Oh, that's Paul. That's Paul. Paul's on the keyboard. He's busy writing. He's so prolific. He's writing during the show. Folks, they're cut off. They can't travel freely. They're on the other side of the world, down there at the southern tip of Africa. They are the original founder settler people of that nation. They founded South Africa in a desert that was uninhabited except for a few straggling Stone Age primitives. There was nothing there. They built the country. They've made some mistakes, some bad mistakes. Most of them, the mistakes of white people who are too trusting, too good-hearted, thinking that we can take on all the world's problems. You know, the South African whites, Paul, they let in all of these blacks who were. It was an invasion. The blacks in South Africa, folks, 90% of them are immigrant invaders. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but they flooded in from the Congo and from Uganda and from Rwanda and Tanzania. They flooded in from all these other places in Africa for the same reason that people are flooding into America and Canada. It was better there. You know, the white Boers and the English made a better place. So these non-Europeans flocked in to get in on the goodies. And the white folks, trustingly and, overconfidently, gave them jobs. The only and best jobs they had ever had. And put them into a civilization, the first civilization they'd ever seen. You know, with running water and lights and streets. And they actually drove cars around. But now, in South Africa today, Paul, we learn that for a South African white person, if they want to take some food to a camp for their white kinsmen, the cost of the gasoline, I guess they call it petrol, the cost of the gasoline to get there is a problem.
Yes, many whites are even afraid to drop off donations to support their fellow whites in these homeless camps. It's an extremely sad situation, and you've mentioned this before, but one of the world's leading experts on genocide, who is a left-wing liberal, he's certainly no right-winger or whatever, has said that South Africa is in the second but final stage of genocide against the whites. It's one step before the machetes come out and the AK-47s and people are gunned down in the streets. It's really serious. And, of course, the lamestream media doesn't report any of this. In fact, there's really very little coverage now that the whites have been done out of their power in South Africa. Human rights is no longer on the agenda for the usual social justice crowd. Because anti racism is, as we've been saying the last couple of years, and perhaps we didn't fully realize it at the time, anti racism is a code word for anti white. It has nothing to do with rights and so on. And you're quite right. So, the whites didn't come to South Africa and rip off the blacks. South Africa was virtually empty, except for a small number of the people that we would probably call the Hottentots. And as the whites began to push north from the Cape, beginning in the middle about the time the whites came to the United States, around the middle of the 17th century, as they began to push north, pushing south from what is now Rhodesia or Zimbabwe, were what they call the Bantu or various tribes of blacks. So South Africa was virtually empty. So it's not that the whites came in and took it from the blacks. They came in the country together, and there has been an uneasy development of relationships and so on. But even South Africa's present communist prime minister, Jacob Zuma, says that the whites are a tribe of South Africa. The Afrikaners are often called the white tribe of Africa. They're not colonists, they're not interlopers, and most of the whites you meet in South Africa, they're born there. They're not people who just came in from Holland or Britain or elsewhere. They're born there. This is their country.
They came to South Africa only a few decades after the Mayflower Pilgrims.
That's right.
And they found fewer people there than the Mayflower Pilgrims found here. Our original colonies were more populated with Aboriginal people than South Africa was. And I don't think slavery ever existed in South Africa.
I'm not sure. There wasn't slavery. The whites didn't own slaves. The blacks may have owned slaves. I'm not sure. But
The blacks did own slaves. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Zulus and so on. Oh, yeah, they enslaved the neighboring tribes. And oh, yes. But, I mean, folks, the whites of South Africa have nothing to hang their heads about. They're proud, wonderful, fantastic people. And what's missing is a book describing this story. We spent months on this show. Longtime listeners to this show may remember the great shows we had, interviews on the phone from brave people from South Africa speaking to us live on the air. So out of all that effort, where did it all go? You're saying to yourself, well, we've got a book, and we need some help in funding that book. So, and we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know updates on the creation of this book. Oh, and before I forget to mention it, something has changed since we originated this project. The Trump phenomenon, brand new. This didn't exist. We will have this book ready for President Donald John Trump. And let me tell you, he is going to read that book. He's a man who reads. He will be shocked. There will be so much information in there that he, like every other white person, was unaware of. And President Donald Trump, Don Trump, will make a few phone calls to these brutal dictators who have said they want it. They have actually said, they sing songs saying, kill the Boer. They have anthems, party anthems with the ANC, where they raise their communist clenched fist salute the president of South Africa, and he sings a song, "Kill the Boer."
And the Boer means two things. It means farmer, and the communists particularly hate the farmers. But it's also kind of a generic term for the Afrikaners, for the white South Africans of Dutch and Huguenot descent. So I mean, you know, if you want to talk about a racist song, that's it. I mean, can you imagine the never mind the present president of the United States, but can you imagine President Trump raising his fist and saying, kill the native?
But I can't imagine him doing
that. No, of course not. I mean, no leader of any dignity does that, but that's what's going on.
Yeah. We've got a little break music coming in here. We'll be right back with more about South Africa, and we're going to be back with your calls. We got a couple brave callers hanging on.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from
that brings back memories. I think I'm listening to the Moody Blues. That takes me back. Remember the Moody Blues, Paul?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, they had some good songs. You know, I just wanted to make the point. Well, let's get to the callers. Joe in Indiana.
Maybe we can just remind people one more time about the contact.
Oh, yeah. The website, folks, where you can make a contribution to help create this book. Let me open my page again here. It's rally.org. I can do it from memory. I don't need to look at it. It's rally.org. And then, let me go to the page and get it, make sure I got it exactly right. I just made a contribution, so I know that the page works. It's rally.org/South Africa Mission. And there's a button there. You can choose to be anonymous. I put my name up, but you can check a box, and then your name won't show, and your contribution will simply go in. And there you go. Check that out. And I apologize. I lost one caller, Joe in Indiana. I think I made you wait too long, Joe. We'll have an open line in just a minute here. We'll get a line open for you, Joe, and you can call back in.
Make one other announcement? I was just monitoring something else, and right after the second shooting of a Negro, the one up in St. Paul, Minnesota last week, the African American Defense League tweeted, "Shoot everything in blue." You know, the race war that is on in South Africa, the low-level race war there, is also being promoted in America. And, you know, we need a strong leader. And the best one on the horizon is Donald J. Trump. And, I think that's why we really have to get behind him.
Yeah, and here's the phone call he's going to make to whoever the clown is leading the ANC dictatorship. The phone's going to ring in the president's office in South Africa. He says, "What that, boss?" And the guy's going to say, "It's a president of the United States is calling." He's going to pick up the phone and he's going, "Hi, this is President Trump. Is this the president of South Africa? I just watched I just read a book and watched a YouTube of you doing a communist clenched fist salute and saying, 'Kill the who?' What was that again? Did you clarify that? Who are you going to kill?" And that'll come from the president of the United States and say, "By the way, I have two aircraft carrier task forces right off your shore, buddy, right now, with four nuclear submarines. Who are you going to kill? Could you remind? Was that a joke? I hope that was a joke, and I hope I don't hear it from you again, buddy."
You know, third worlders respond to power.
Yep.
And they see a weak, anti-white United States. They see a weak, useless, anti-white Europe, which is allowing an invasion. Not everybody, but, the big leaders like Angela Merkel, the utter wimpish uselessness at the head of France, over François Hollande, and they laugh. They don't take us seriously. I think, as you suggest, Jamie, one phone call from a strong president telling him, "Look, Jacob, this is the new reality. Back off and behave. Or else." And he doesn't have to spell out the "or else." They're smart enough to know America has a lot of weapons in its quiver. And that changes everything.
He could say, "If you don't have food to those white folks, if you don't have food for them, and if they don't have shoes on, I am going to parachute in United States Special Forces, 10,000 of them, with $1 billion worth of food and supplies, and if you get in my way, you're a dead man." Yeah. You could just simply say it just like that.
And they respect that. They're used to knowing, dealing with power, and they're also absolutely contemptuous of weak people. And that's where Donald Trump doesn't have to go to war or anything like that. He simply has to use America's strength. And
I'll tell you that,
as he keeps saying, make America great again. Make it do things for our people for once.
He could say, "Jacob, I'm going to give you a link here. You go look at this YouTube here. This is a YouTube of the head of ISIS in Syria driving across the desert one day. And see that flash of light that goes, the missile that went in the driver's side window of his car, okay? I can send a missile in the window of a car. That's what's in store for you if you keep killing white people in South Africa. If the farm murders don't stop, missile in the window of your car, buddy, and you won't even hear it, you won't even see it. You'll just be, all of a sudden, you'll be all over the windshield." And that's what Donald Trump's going to do to ISIS leaders, by the way. So let's go to Stephen in Connecticut.
Yes, hi. I do have a question about South Africa. But first I would like to make a statement. Patrick Buchanan is a real patriot. And I don't care, he said, that Washington, D.C. is occupied by Israel. I don't care if somebody else is occupied by Saudi Arabia, because Washington, D.C. occupied itself for a long time. Now, here is my question for South Africa. We know what Nelson Mandela did, and we know the apartheid and all that stuff, but American people does not know what Joe Slabo did, who happened to be a white. So, your answer.
No, you're quite right, caller from Connecticut. And one of the things I found out when I was in South Africa is the tremendous power of the South African Communist Party. It may be a nothing party in the United States or Canada today, but it's key to what's going on in South Africa. Joe Slobo was a Lithuanian Jew, a full colonel in the KGB. He was the head of the South African Communist Party, but he was also an important right-hand man to Nelson Mandela. Mandela was a member of the Communist Party. The present president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, is a member of the Communist Party. I mean, we have to take those things seriously, and people have to know that. And you're quite right. That's who Joe Slovo was.
Well, that's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm sorry. That's why I'm trying to tell you. So what kind of apartheid was there when a white guy actually does all that stuff?
I mean, there were people in South Africa working against the interests of the whites from the very beginning, including people like Joe Slovo and a lot of his co-religionists like Albie Sachs and Ruth First and so on. You're quite right. And the apartheid was never the system that it was portrayed in the West, as, you know, police brutally beating up poor blacks on every street corner. It was, in a sense, a more organized form of segregation that persisted in the American, in much of the United States, but particularly in the South up until the mid-60s. And I think there are a lot of people that look back on segregation as perhaps maybe not such a bad thing, considering the racial tensions in America today.
Well, and also, look in any lunchroom, in any place of employment, or any school, and you will see segregation. People are segregated. They naturally segregate. They will always naturally segregate. Let's go. Now, Stephen, did I pronounce your name right? Is it Stefan or Stephen?
Stefan from Romania. I came here in 1985. I was 26 years under communist, beaten everything. You know what I mean? But let me ask you one more question. This is for James. Don't you think that actually we have to get some white refugees from South Africa instead of getting Muslims from Syria?
Oh, absolutely. And President Trump, let me tell you, when he finds out that there are 4 million white people under threat of death and oppressed in South Africa, he will tell his immigration authority right now, refugee status is denied, absolutely denied to South Africans applying for it. They have to use all sorts of subterfuge and machinations to try to get into the United States. President Trump will put an end to that. He will say these people are welcomed on a first-come basis, priority basis. We're going to, you know, fly them, whatever they need, whatever help they need. We're going to help our brothers and sisters in South Africa.
So we need strong leadership from him and people like Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. If America needs immigration, and you and I think perhaps see eye to eye on this, with high unemployment, you don't. But if the day comes when America does need immigration, what better people than the people from South Africa, the whites from South Africa, most of whom speak English, all of whom have a skill or a trade, they could fit in. You know, the ultimate fit in, not stand out like a boil on somebody's rear end, like so many of the people coming in from the Muslim world who don't want to fit in. These people could contribute and fit in, and I can see President Trump making their immigration a high priority.
Well, Stefan, it's an honor to have Stefan. It's great to have you, and I can imagine the stories that you can tell from Romania and your experiences. So I hope you'll call into the show frequently in the future.
And then, Stefan, long live the Romanian Legion.
I will. One question for James. They talk about Hillary Clinton's health problems. Don't you think we're supposed to actually check the presidential candidates for health before they become president?
Yeah, Hillary looks like hell and probably is as sick as her husband is. That's right. Now, Donald Trump has released his full medical report. His doctor, who's a Jewish doctor, by the way, Donald Trump's doctor has said that if Donald Trump is elected president, he will be the healthiest man ever to step into the White House. Ever. That's how healthy he is. He's 70 years old, but apparently he's fit as a fiddle. Let's go. Thank you, Stefan, for your call. Let's go to Werner in New Brunswick.
Yeah, good afternoon. I turned in halfway through the show, but I want to correct something. Most of South Africa, the viewers, they were mostly from Northern Germany and from Holland, and maybe some of them from Belgium, that were fleeing Europe after the terrible 30 years war.
Well, Werner, let me tell you something interesting. My middle name is, you pronounce your W as a V, Werner. My middle name is Walrat with a W. And that name, Walrath, if you don't use a German pronunciation, that is my German family name fleeing the 30 years war in the Rhineland, in Niedersachsen. Niedersachsen.
And at the time, most of the people, they were farmers, and they had enough of the turmoil that had been created with the international mercenaries that were flooded during the 30 Years' War and devastated the country.
Werner, I like to use the 30 Years' War as an example of the thing that we have to stop as white people, which is wars among ourselves. The town where my ancestors were in Württemberg, the population was reduced by 50% by that fratricidal war. It was basically mostly it was a war of Catholics and Protestants fighting each over stupid religious questions and power. But the slaughter was horrible. We must stop it. We must never do it again. We have to work as a family, stick together. My Scottish name, Kelso, my Scottish ancestor came from Belfast at Ulster as a result of the fighting between Scots, Irish, and English in Ulster over religion. Go ahead.
And who had initiated the fight there in Ireland mainly? Clique that has been creating mischief and terrible ordeals and wars all around the world for the last 400 years.
Yes, but the moral of the story, the main thing we need to do as white folks is end the fighting, end the hostility. Tom Sunik, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party, who's based in Zagreb, Croatia, he is an authority, a world authority on this question. He says, in Europe, people are still embroiled in these antagonisms over old hatreds, and we've got to stop it, put an end to it, realize that we're brothers and sisters as white people, and defend ourselves against a very hostile rest of the world that does not wish us well.
Werner, I'd like to give a very special greeting to Werner to the American Freedom Party show. Werner is a great freedom fighter down in the province of New Brunswick, where I've spent a bit of time on the McCorkle case. So welcome, Werner.
Yeah, welcome. And I guess it's high time that we all know and realize that we are not alone. There are so many more people who have a responsibility and who are responsible people who see what is coming towards this planet and its population, and we know who are the mischief makers.
Yes, and if you listen to the American Freedom Party ad that punctuates these shows, we talk about the fact that in 1900, 35% of the population of the world was European, and today, this is an estimated thing, but it's 7 to 9%. So we're becoming, just like our South African kinsmen, we're becoming a minority in our own lands. And so we have to, just as Pat Buchanan said in his last column, he said that the West, meaning us, white people, were drawing up the drawbridge, were at the moat, and we're circling the wagons. I forget the metaphor he used, but we're defending our homeland. We're about to do that. Werner, thank you very much. I hope you, like Stefan in Connecticut, I hope you call in frequently.
Oh, you're welcome. But may I add just only a couple points? Where was the conscience of the leaders that were leading the allied countries when the genocide was being committed by the communists, their allies, on the Ukrainian people?
Oh, right. My gosh. You know, we'll go into to that, and also what preceded it in the 1932, the Holodomor in Ukraine. We'll make whole shows on that, on the slaughter of the Ukrainian people by the Bolsheviks, led by Lazar Moseyevich Kaganovich.
And he wasn't from County Tipperary.
No, that... it's not funny, not worth laughing about, but sadly he died with his shoes on in bed in Moscow. He should have been hung, but he killed millions of white Ukrainians simply. Why were they killed? Because they were white. That's why they were killed. They were called the kulaks, but their big sin, their big crime was they were white people. And Lazar Moseyevich Kaganovich didn't want them to continue breathing. So, Werner, thank you very much. And let's go now. Thank you. Boy, these are fabulous callers. David in California, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Paul. Hi, James. There's one leader down there in South Africa says this government, our government, is worse than the apartheid government because at least you were expecting it with the apartheid government. And then near the end he goes, Mr. Zuma, you and your government don't represent me. You represent your own interests, and I'm warning you. I really am warning you out of love. I'm warning you like I warned a nationalist. I'm warning you one day we will start praying for the defeat of the ANC. And near the end he says, I'm warning you again that we will pray as we prayed for the downfall of the apartheid. We will pray for the downfall of a government that misrepresents us, and on and on. And you know who that was?
No.
That's Desmond Tutu.
Really?
No, really. Go on to the. It's on YouTube. It's not just written. It's a clear YouTube. And he's pissed at that government because, and he says, there was part of that, he says, in 1989, the religious leaders said to the people of Cape Town, we have had enough. It was religious leaders who got 30,000 people to come to march. Let the ANC know that they cannot airbrush us out. Let the ANC know that they have a large majority. Well, he mentions the Mubarak, you know, and he had a large majority. You know, in Egypt and all that, but watch out, I'm warning you. Yeah, that's Mrs. Zuma, you and your government. Oh, I already said that one. But
that's
that, yeah, he's totally against Zuma in that way. He's saying, because I think he was naive, because of course Tutu was part of against the apartheid, but he does have, I don't think he's an outright communism. I think he really believes in the Christian principle, and he is tired of this crap, because he sees...
You're right. Tutu is an Anglican bishop. I would say he's left wing, but I think he is sincerely a sincere humanitarian. Perhaps misguided, but he is sincere. And unlike a lot of people, he's able to grow. As we were talking much earlier in our program about other people, I mean, not people don't always remain exactly as they were 30, 40 years ago. Sometimes we learn things and change our opinion.
Right, and Paul, there's on this article, and there's a video above it. Read also Herman, because you might know these people. It sounds like an African black guy. Herman Mashaba responds: ANC has failed the people. Time for change. And then there's another one says, Donaldson with Mahala repairing Zoom, well, whatever that is. There's other articles that say they're tired of...
Dave?
Yes.
Dave, we as whites have to save ourselves. And if we do get allies or, good people like Ben Carson appeared as he's on the campaign. He's stumping for Donald Trump right now.
Sure.
So if great people from other races, see the sense of racial common sense, that's wonderful. But we can't count on it. We do have to count on ourselves. We do have to save ourselves. And
I just added that to the, if people say how great, ANC is compared to your party. No. This guy's disgusted with it. You can hear, I would recommend, that's a 5-minute video on, you can find, you just print in Tutu against, ANC worse than apartheid. And I'm good. That's all I wanted to say. If you got other
comments. Thank you. And I hope you, I love gems like that. Thanks for calling in. The audience, this is such a well-educated audience. Thank you so much for that information. Okay. Let's go to another Dave in Nevada.
Hey, Jamie. How you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to comment real quickly on a couple of things. First of all, the kind of controversial Patrick Buchanan article that you guys were talking about earlier today. I'm a little bit disappointed in that article as well, but I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I believe I have a good reason as to why he wrote it. And I think the reason why is because Patrick Buchanan has closer ties to Comey than what people think that he does. But I'm not going to get into that right now.
Well, that's interesting. Interesting. That's an angle. That's an angle I had not heard or have any idea of. Buchanan does live in D.C. and was born in D.C. Comey, of course, is in D.C. as well. Is Comey Roman Catholic?
I don't know about. Their association is. They're both Knights of Malta.
Okay.
They're both in the same fraternal order.
Okay. Well, that would have an influence,
that has a lot more than just an influence. That ties them very closely to protecting each other. So I think Patrick Buchanan went up to bat for his fellow lodge member. That's what he did. But I want to get into that.
And by the way, Dave, this will all be sorted out. In other words, we will, when Donald Trump is elected president, the juicy thing that will happen when he's elected president, there's a 10-year statute of limitations on I forget what the exact crime is, but it's the one Hillary's committed. And so Donald Trump has the option of putting her in jail, and James Comey may still be the FBI director, so the Trump and Comey may meet. But that's interesting. I didn't think of that personal possible connection. But remember, this is not something I really wanted to. Let me ask you this. Do you think highly of Pat Buchanan's patriotism and his work?
Well, I mean, in a way I do, in a way I don't. I don't want to get too. It's a complicated argument because, again, there's the thing about fraternal organizations is a very difficult issue for people to sort out.
The reason I ask you this is this, is that Pat Buchanan, we got to be careful in our movement. We got to realize how tiny we are. If we decide that we're going to, badmouth Pat Buchanan, Pat Buchanan reaches so many millions of good patriotic Americans, and he's a standard bearer for them. If we put out, we don't like Pat Buchanan, we just cut ourselves off from millions of our people. And as we look ridiculous if we're saying Pat Buchanan isn't good enough for us. Now let's see, we're coming up on is this a break I hear? It is. In fact, it's the end of the show. It's the end of the show, folks. But we're going to be back. We will be back tomorrow night, and we'll have some interesting development from Donald Trump's appearance in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So be with us then, and thanks everybody for a very, very good show.
Suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.